Lieutenant of Lieutenant. Everyone stood still and simply stared. For Nityananda Prabhu was effulgent, like a million suns, wrapped in meditation. Nityananda did not even notice that anyone had arrived, but filled with the happiness of his own meditation, he was smiling. Lord Chaitanya and all of his associates immediately bowed before Nityananda, for they were aware that before them stood a person advanced in devotional service. Then, everyone respectfully stood up. But no one said anything. They only stared at Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya stood directly in front of Nityananda. And as Nityananda opened his eyes, he recognized his Lord. Stunned with happiness, Lord Nityananda gazed with unblinking eyes at Lord Chaitanya's form. It was as if Lord Nityananda was licking Lord Chaitanya's form with his eyes. It was as if he was drinking him with his eyes. The handsomeness of Lord Chaitanya was entering Lord Nityananda through his eyes. It was as if his eyes embraced Lord Chaitanya. It was as if Lord Nityananda's eyes were capturing the fragrance of Lord Chaitanya. Upon seeing his Lord, Lord Nityananda stood stunned and motionless. He neither said anything nor did anything. He just stared. And everyone became filled with wonder. Lord Chaitanya is the master of all living entities. And he knew how to bring Lord Nityananda out of his ecstatic trance. Lord Chaitanya hinted to Srivas Thakur to recite a verse from the Bhagavatam, and understanding the Lord's desire, Srivas Pandit at once recited a verse describing the meditation of Lord Krishna.
Bahapidam natavaravapu kanayokanikaram vibrat vasat kanapka kapisam vajayantim samalyam Ram Ram Menoradara Sudaya Purayan Gopavrinda Vrinda Varanyam Supada Subrat Pravesad Gita Kirti.
The gopis were remembering how Krishna, dressed and decorated with a peacock feather on his head, just like a dancing actor with blue flowers pushed over his ear. Krishna's dhoti glowed yellow like gold, and he was garlanded with a Vajayanti necklace. And dressed in such an attractive way, Krishna filled up the holes of his flute with the nectar emanating from his lips. Thus the gopis remembered Krishna entering the forest of Vrindavan, which is always marked by the footprints of Krishna and his companions, who were always singing the glories of Krishna. Hearing this verse, Nityananda fainted. Recite it again! Recite it again! Lord Chaitanya ordered Srivas. Gradually, hearing the verse repeated again, Lord Nityananda regained consciousness, and touching Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda began to weep, and Srivas continued to recite the verse again and again, and Lord Nityananda went mad. He began roaring like a lion, and hearing that roar, the universe broke into pieces. Nityananda suddenly, violently fell to the ground. In their hearts, everyone thought his bones must have been broken into pieces. The Vaishnavas fearfully called out, Krishna, save him! Krishna, save him! Lord Nityananda began to roll on the ground with tears flooding from his eyes and gazing at Lord Chaitanya's face. Nityananda Prabhu simply sighed again and again. Bliss filled his heart. Then he began to loudly laugh again and again. One moment he danced, another moment he bowed down. Another moment he slapped his arms again and again. Another moment he jumped with both feet into the air. And seeing this great wonder of mad bliss of love for Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, and all the Vaishnavas began to weep. The devotees tried to hold Lord Nityananda still, but they were unable to do so. And finally, Lord Chaitanya embraced Nityananda. And with that embrace, Nityananda Prabhu became still. Lord Nityananda now floated in the water of love for Lord Chaitanya. He was like Lakshman, who became powerless in Lord Ram's embrace. Still embracing Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya wept. And after a few moments, Lord Nityananda returned to external consciousness. And everyone shouted, Hari, 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 Jai, Jai! And gazing at Lord Nityananda, all the devotees felt their hearts become filled with Lord Nityananda. The two lords, Chaitanya and Nitai, looked at each other, and neither said anything, and tears from their eyes flooded the earth. Lord Chaitanya then spoke to Nitai. Today is the most auspicious day. For today, I have seen the pure devotional service that is the true goal of the four Vedas. How can this kind of trembling, this tears, this roaring be manifest if it is not manifested by the personal potency of the Supreme Lord Himself? Lord Krishna will never abandon any person who with his own eyes has once seen this kind of pure devotion. I think that you must be the Supreme Lord's spiritual potency. Anyone who worships you will soon attain pure devotion to Lord Krishna. You purify the 14 worlds. Your nature and activities are confidential, inconceivable, and unattainable. Anyone can see you are the personification of the great treasure of pure love for Lord Krishna. Millions of sins and millions of illusions cannot stay with a person who attains even a half a sesame seed worth of association with you. I know that Lord Krishna will deliver me, for he has given me your association. I am very fortunate to see your feet, and anyone who worships your feet will attain the great treasure of pure love for Lord Krishna.